good to hear while you wait. Do you know the Hue? Hue, H-U, is a love song to God. It's been sung for millenniums. Long time ago. Millions of years, probably. Remember when we used to live in the jungles and didn't know where our neighbors were? Remember that? Long time ago? You remember. We would walk through the jungle and sing, and try to contact other people, and then they would hew back, and then you'd get closer and closer and say, "Hey, hi neighbor, almost. What language do you speak?" And if they don't answer, you know it's not yours. Duh, what language do you speak? Huh? So you can sing Hue anytime. Hue, that's where the word Alleluia originally came from. Alleluia. Hue, man, God man. Ah, isn't that cool? Dr. Daniels. Oops, that was sad. We can look at the news while we wait. Dare we? Well, I tell you what, if I didn't do the Andrew Goss show with you guys, I wouldn't even look at the news. I'm cereal, I'm gluten-free, I wouldn't even. I mean, I don't look at much anyway, I just look at headlines. I don't read any of this stuff. Except that I read the financial stuff. Tesla stock slip after German watchdog warns self-driving cars are unsafe. You think? Cars that are driven by humans are not safe. So why, maybe they're safer when they're undriven, unhumanized. IMF slashes U.S. GDP forecast, says Trump growth is unrealistic. Okay. San Francisco house bubble continues to deflate. Good, let's go buy a home in San Francisco. CNN caught cold, an undercover sting. Producer admits Russia fake news story published for ratings. Three people were fired from CNN. We're shocked. We're shocked. We're just shocked. Here's a tweet from the president this morning. I gotta love this guy. This morning at 7:30, he gets up and starts tweeting. Fake news, CNN is looking at big management changes now that they got caught falsely publishing their phony Russian stories. Ratings are down. Yeah, it's just, nothing we didn't know, as Garden Gecko said. Tell us something we don't know. We knew that. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Whoops. Okay, I emailed her assistant saying, "What's up?" Oops. Well, I just read her, but she's not going to do the show. Find out here at 9:15. Bear Patrick, I really apologize. This is from her assistant. The show was not noted in the schedule. And Dr. Daniels scheduled a client at this time. I apologize. Well, duh. Well, it's not cool. Very bad form, sorry. But it is what it is. Well, as long as we're here, I guess I can do something. We can have open phones, play a little bit. The show must go on. Oh, it doesn't have to. I can just go do something about it. I'm here. I got my herbs, got my water, comb my hair, brush my teeth. Well,
broadcasting from the beautiful Hill Country in Texas, this is 1RadioNetwork.com.
morning.
Good morning.
This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
That would be moi. An impromptu open phones on Thursday, because you just heard live on the air Dr. Daniels. Forgot it. Okay. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Yeah. So, let's just chat a little bit, have some fun, do something, talk about life, love, fooling around. Come on and join the show. Everybody that calls in this morning will get a tie-dye t-shirt. To do a faux, whatever. Okay, my name is Patrick Timpone, and this is Open Phones Impromptu. Dr. Jennifer Daniels, I forgot that she was on the show this morning. And so you guys can call in and save the show and have talk a little bit. So I just have to blab away. Good morning, who's this? Hello? That was a pretty exciting call. 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. So I'm still taking my little cell salts things. Have you guys, any of you taking these things? Of course, I dropped them all over the floor. Good morning.
Good morning, Patrick.
Yes.
This is Lenny. How are you?
Lenny,
yes.
Lenny. Like Laura?
Yeah.
Like Laura Linney.
No, it's like Linney.
Like,
I figured, can you hear me pretty well? Because I can barely hear you.
I can hear you pretty, sort of. Yeah, where do you live?
I live in Denver.
Oh, Rocky Mountain Highland.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I figured that I would take advantage of this, of Dr. Daniels not showing up, and just, like, kind of pick your brain if you were willing to do that.
Oh, well, my brain is it's pretty much on vacation, but you can talk to me. I don't kind of.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I figure that you're my mentor of sorts spiritually, because I've been on this spiritual journey. And I can hardly wait for your book. I'm trying to take a, you know, it's taking me a long time to get young, which is super cool. And,
it's taking you a long time to get young? Yeah.
Yeah? Yes, I'm going backwards as well.
That a girl. How many revs are you?
55.
How many?
55.
55, like the speed limit 50 used to be.
Yeah.
55
yeah,
revs. Like, oh, man. You caught
yeah,
on.
There's no speed limit here, though.
No, baby, you caught on to it early. See, you'll be 3-5 revs before you know it. Takes a long time.
No, I'm just super excited about. I love listening to you and your when you just have to, you know, not winging it, because you might wing things. But I used to be in radio as well. I did morning show, and
did you?
And I'm thinking, yeah, and we kind of talked a little bit, but not live. Just on in Facebook, and so two things. I just wanted to find out, like, your take on, like, you talk about leaving your body and your out of body experiences and things like that, and I just have not been able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say I get jealous. I'm very happy for you and all those who can do it, but it's like, dang it, how do I get there?
You know, okay.
I'm not sure how to get there, so I don't know if you want to.
Oh, sure, that'd be fun.
You know?
Yeah, it'd be fun. So let's see. Have you been? How long have you been kind of thinking about this idea of getting?
About a year and a half, 2 years.
So before that, you never thought about it much?
No, I've always been into, like, I love magic. I love the spiritual things, but I've just delved into it. And so in my meditation and doing deep breathing, I guess it's been longer than that, but like deep breathing, I've gone places, like in the sauna especially. I've gone, like, seeing things, feeling things. And but yet, it's not like I can't travel or that was only, that's been like two times that have been like so flooring, blow me out of my mind awesomeness that it's, you know, it's been a long time. Like, it's been over a year since I had that last experience.
Oh, that's so great, though. You want to tell me about the one you had?
It's hard to even remember. Not remember it. I remember in doing deep breathing, a breath that I call the rejuvenation breath.
Uh-huh.
And so it was just, you just breathe in for, you know, as long as you can, as deeply as you can, and then you hold your breath for the count of 24, and then you let your breath out for the count of 24, and just breathing like super slow, and it just, like, all of a sudden in the sauna, I just went somewhere. I felt like I had like a pressure on my arms, kind of pushing me down, not in a bad way, in a very positive way, it kind of like grounding me, maybe, I guess, and the thoughts, they weren't thoughts. It was just kind of mind blowing. It's not an experience that I can that I can really say how I felt, except that I felt ecstatic, and I didn't want to come out of it. And but it got kind of weird, like towards the end, and it wasn't very long. I don't even know how long it was. And then I just, like, I felt like I needed to break that connection, and I don't know, I don't really, it's been a long time, but I just remember that I've been wanting to go back, so just to go a little deeper and not break that connection.
So, oh, that's good. Yeah, that's fun. Well, you know, there's even those of us, like, you know, my spiritual path, you know, Zach and Carr, and you know, we get together with little satsangs once a month with 15 of us, and we do, you know, we talk about stuff that we're reading and experiences, but even those in the on the path that are doing spiritual exercises every day, you know, regularly, which we do, just to keep us aware that we're souls, so we don't forget, you know. Even, you know, there'll be people that'll go for years without some really kind of thunderbolt kind of soul travel experience. So don't be concerned about any time in between. You know, kind of relish and feel that feeling and have that desire to do it again, and you will. So it doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong, or you need that you haven't had more yet. Because it all kind of comes when soul is ready to experience stuff. We never really have experiences unless we can handle them, because God's cool.
Yes, God is cool.
God's cool, you know. So in other words, we never get more. Let's see. So wait, you can try. Have you played around with the Hue that I talk about a lot?
You know, I sent you an email to ask you to send me the book, and I don't know that you got it.
Did you get the book?
I don't know.
Because I think
you got my email.
Oh, I think I'm all caught up on the books. Let me see. Yeah. What's your last name?
Wennerstrom.
Wennerstrom. Lenny, huh? Well, send me that.
Yeah, we talked about. Go ahead.
Send me your address again, because the name actually sounds familiar for some reason.
Oh, you mean for the book?
Yeah, because
you and I have we've conversed on Facebook. So I don't know. That's what you're just confusing that. Yeah, I wrote a book last December. I wrote a book 2 years ago. And we talked about that, and you said, well, come on, open Friday or something to talk about the book. It's health, of course.
Oh, I see.
So I think you're confusing or just getting...
Oh, maybe that name sounds familiar from Facebook. Well, go ahead and send me, Lenny, send me your complete address again, and I'll check my list. I'm on the file now. I can't seem to find your email where you sent, and then I'll make sure you get a book out. I'm getting some more in any day.
Yeah, I'm excited about that book.
Yeah, it's really a fun little book. But you know, one thing that you can try to answer your main question is just to sit in a chair, and then close your eyes, and just kind of look at right in the third eye there, the blank, right there, just kind of look there.
Mm-hmm.
And any thoughts that come through, you just ignore that, and just focus on the third eye, and then sing Hugh, sing Hugh, Hugh, and you can do that forever, really. It doesn't get much better than that.
Can you do that? Because I've been practicing that, because you've been teaching this quite a while. Can you do that in your head, like at night? Because I've done that inside my head, so I don't wake up my hubby.
Oh, sure. No, sure. Oh, you bet.
Or does it have to be out loud?
Or you could do it like at night. You can do it like real soft, even like, real soft. So he'd never hear.
So you need the vibration.
Not necessarily. No. You can do it on the inner.
I've done it both ways.
Yeah, it's. And you keep doing that.
I kind of do it all the time. When I'm stressed, I do your little Hugh thing.
Oh, good. Yeah, and I can... Whoops. Hold on a second. I just lost... Hold on a second. Oh, what'd I do here? Hold on. What'd I do?
Oh, where did he go?
Okay, here we go. I'm sitting in a lotus thing on my chair, and my toe pumped a button and turned my headset out. Okay. Let's see what I was about to say. Actually, the very first, it's funny, the very first discourse, we get discourses where once a month, Sheila Zenekankar, we get a 5, 6, 7 pages to read by the, by Sri Harold, and then we have a different exercise to do every month, right? So mm-hmm. the first year is called the easy way, and that's exactly what's taught is doing that, just gazing into the third eye, and then just singing Hugh. And if you did nothing else, I can virtually guarantee you that you're going to begin to have some experiences if you do it a lot. Just do it often.
Yes!
Yes! You'll be
surprised. All right.
You'll be surprised. All the some places you'll find yourself in the middle of the night, say, whoa, where did I get here? And what am I doing here? So do you remember some of your dreams? Do you remember your dreams?
I remember some dreams, yes. I don't remember like you do, and seeing stars and the celebrity stars, I should say.
Well, yeah, but that's just my celebrity karma, I don't know.
I don't know about Frank Sinatra, but
oh god.
I've had I lost both of my parents. 8 years ago, my mother was my best friend in the world, and so I've had a dream of like my two parents. I had a health crisis, and because I was in bed for a long time for about 8 years after doing radio for a lot of years, and then and with all kinds of health issues and stuff, and so I almost died, and then I had this dream, and I always think about it, but my parents. They died within 6 months of each other, and I dreamt like I have a fan has this red light on it, and it was like this super thing, like I was again held down, like I was laying in bed, my head was like this was like a live dream. I didn't know whether I was alive or, I mean, alive. Was I awake or was I asleep?
Sure. I don't know where I was, man. Was it in my body, out of my body? I have no... Sometimes that we don't know. You know, sometimes you just don't know.
It's true, but I was totally awake. I mean, I totally awakened because I could not move my body, but my parents were on one side, on this really green, grassy knoll, and then this red light... that it was like a very evil light.
Ooh.
And I was on so many drugs, like so many pharmaceutical drugs, and so I knew that I had to stop, which I did. I quit cold turkey, but before I was laying there, and I was just, again, I was being held down like intensely, and I could not move my head or anything, and this red eye was just like staring at me.
Really?
And like it was so piercing. And then my parents appeared, both of them standing on this grassy area, just super green, like the colors were amazing, so fantastical. And and then it was like they were just kind of looking at me, and it was like this side by side, this red evil light and dark, all black around, and then the red piercing eye, and then on the other side my parents standing there on this incredibly vibrant red, green grass and light around them and stuff. And then they faded, but they faded like with grays and stuff like going in on them. And I'm like, no,
don't go,
you know, so I've had like things, you know, things like that and dreams that were, just things like that. I love dreaming. I love remembering them, and I do ask, as you have said, like you said, you know, ask to ask spirit or ask universe or
sure.
God to help you remember them, and I do, and so I don't remember them all the time, but I sure enjoy this journey. This spiritual journey is like one that is so amazing and so fun, and it's such a vibrant way of living. You just feel so energized and excited, and even when things aren't going your way, there's you can just go inside.
Right.
You know, you can go inside and know that you have a path, and it's just super exciting.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, good for you. Yeah, you get to the point that it's the only thing that's really important.
It's reality.
It's reality. You know, it's the only reality. You know, If your connection with spirit is solid, which it the more we know it's solid, the more it is solid, you know, and then that's all you need, really, and everything else just kind of works out, you know. As Woody Allen says, at that point you just got to show up, you know, for life, you know. You just show up.
I'm waiting for that point just to show up.
Just to show up and do what you do, you know. You show up and say, okay, well, what's this? Well, Dr. Daniel says, I can't do it this morning. So you say, okay, well, what are we going to do now? You know, it's, you just show up and it's, you know, stuff happens. And it's you know, you can't make a mistake, really, you know.
No, I love the way that you, you're so firm in your commitment and beliefs, and you can feel that through the air, which I love. And you are my mentor in that way, because it's just so, in a lot of ways, just because you lift me up and you help me to really see that it's all true. When you talk about the astral bodies and stuff, I'm like, I'm stuck. Like, I want to go there. I want to do, you know, I mean, all these things, because I know that there's hope for all of this, and it's not hope. I mean, it is, and I know that it's
right.
Super simple. It hasn't been super simple for me, although life is awesome, and so I'm just riding that ride. But again, like you said, it just happens. It's like, okay, Dr. Daniels, I love you, but make way. You've got a client. I've got Patrick Lear.
That's right. We got to do something else. Yeah, well, you're doing great. You know, once you kind of get the scent of this, Paul Twitchell, one of my teachers, he said that once soul kind of gets the sense like you have, then soul is a hound for heaven.
Yeah.
Isn't that a great term?
And I am a hound.
You're a hound for heaven. Yeah, you just get off the scent because you feel it and you know it, that it's the only thing that's real. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And all this other stuff out here, as fun as it is, silly as it is, you know, whatever. Health, vitamins, you know, governments, what, you know, all this stuff. It's just all it's just all silly. And it's just all just illusion. And this is a dream, too. You know, this is a dream. You probably know that this is a dream as much as your dream world is. It's the same thing.
Well, if I could just catch my dreams more than this dream world, I'd be really on top of it.
Oh, I see. Well, so do you write them down? Do you write them down?
I do.
That's a good exercise. Yeah, the more you write them down, the more you tend to remember. And I wouldn't be shy about just closing your eyes and talking to God and saying, okay, Lenny here. Hello, Lenny here. Okay, so this is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm feeling like this, and be just as honest as you know, tell the truth all the time to yourself, to God. Just always tell the truth to others. And, you know, I'd really want to do more over here, but I'm kind of stuck, you know, and I feel stuck, but I know I'm not stuck. Patrick said that I'm not stuck, so I'm not stuck, but I feel stuck, whatever, you know, you know, and just be real honest about that. And then that's, you know, that's all you need to do. And then the next thing will pop, you know, something will pop. And go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
The other thing about you is, and obviously I don't know you as a person. I just know you as a personality. But I feel like I know you. Well, I mean, I guess we do when we listen to the radio and stuff. But you're super authentic. I love this about you because you share everything. I'm like that in the sense I share everything. With people, you know, and health, everything that I've learned and stuff and what I teach. But you are so super authentic with, it doesn't really matter whether it be, being a man or being spiritual or being like your feminine and masculine sides are balanced as far as I see. And you're authentic with all of that. Like you can reach in and touch any of it and balance it. And the one of the things that, like you said, be very authentic with, or be real with God and be honest and all of that. And I've really been working with that because I've held back so long, so many years. I've just held back from being like totally just myself. And we're taught that way, right? We're programmed for that. So to unprogram myself, I'm definitely trying to deprogram myself. And not desperately, but I'm working on it diligently, I should say.
Let's talk a little you want to talk a little bit about deprogramming?
Yeah, I would love to. Okay. Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, you really, this is the mother load. And this is kind of it's a cool thing, Lenny, that most people don't realize. And once if you really get this, boy, you can jump ahead pretty quickly. So let's see. So if we use the...
Give it to me, Patrick.
What's that?
Give it to me.
Well, I'm working on it. Just trying to feel my way through here. Let's see. So a lot of people tend to want to deprogram the mind, right? Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, mind and also, yes, mind.
Mind. It is.
I mean, spiritual. I was Catholic, and so there's more. You know,
of course. Of course.
All this programming,
Yeah. What I've learned over the years and what to walk in talking about my book and my experiences is that let's take a fear, okay? Let's say you have a fear of sharks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So, I do.
Do you?
No, I do not.
Oh, okay. But,
listening, sorry.
Okay, so let's say that you have had a fear of sharks, right? And every time your husband says, wow, let's go to the beach, you know, the little thought will come through his mind. I don't know if I want to stick my foot in that water, you know. Okay, I'll go. All right, whatever, right? So, folks, what people want to do is to get rid of that fear, right, or to deprogram. So they work on getting rid of that fear. And the kind of secret is you can't really get rid of that fear because it's not you. So the quickest way to not have the fear of sharks anymore is every time it comes through your consciousness, you're aware as soul, and you just focus on something else, and then you don't have that fear. In other words, as
a distraction?
Let's see. Say again?
As a distraction?
No, not as a distraction, but this is really cool stuff. I'm glad you asked. Because the only thing that matters is your state of consciousness every moment, right? So in mm-hmm. the moment when your husband says, let's go to the beach, and that thought comes through, I don't know, if I stick my foot in the water, well, maybe a shark will bite. Or, you know, you just have this feeling, this fear feeling. It doesn't have to be in a term of words, but could just be this kind of a, ooh, I don't know if I want to go in the water kind of feeling, right? And that would be defined as your fear of sharks. You can't really get rid of that because it's just a fear that maybe for lifetimes or this lifetime you believed was part of you, but it really isn't. So as you're standing there in the kitchen after your husband says it, the only way out of it is to then focus back on something else. Focus back on him or just say, okay, yeah, let's go to the beach. Because as soul, that fear is not hooked onto you. Does that make sense? It's not hooked onto you. The only time we have the fear is when we put attention on it, or we give it attention after it comes through our consciousness.
Yeah, that's true. That's like fear of lack or anything else when you focus on it.
Right.
It magnifies.
Well, not even that, but when it comes through, if you think it's real, then it's real.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So So when it comes through, I don't know about sharks. Well, if you think that that's real, then it is. And if you think it's, and if you contemplate on what we're talking about and know that it's not, then you just focus on something else. And it's not around until 2 hours later to say, what happened to that fear? And then you're back in it.
Right.
Then you're back in it. And then the only way back out of it is to go back out of it. It's so simple that, but we've never been taught this.
So this is a programmed fear. And so if you give it credence, then it becomes real. If you move away from that thought so that the fear is then not real,
right?
Then you start deprogramming that fear.
No, don't. I wouldn't even use that word. The programming has a lot of juice attached to it, and it's like it's in there, programmed, coded, or whatever.
True.
Yeah. So
true.
I wouldn't use that word. The fear can come up easy anyway. Like, I use the shark thing because I remember in 1975 I saw the movie Jaws,
mm-hmm.
and it really had an impact on me. It was like, man, and so
me too.
It was just like I wish I'd never seen the movie, and so
it's like, yeah.
So what happens is when you walk out of the theater and you say, man, oh man, I'm never gonna stick my foot in whatever,
mm-hmm.
and if you think that at that moment, if you think it's real, then you've started a kind of a chain reaction of the mind and putting a little groove in the mind, and then it's going to come back because you've given it energy. But at that moment, walking out of the theater in 1975, if I would have been aware enough when the thought came through is, man, I'm not going to go in the ocean, I don't want to get bit by a shark or whatever, if I would have realized that was an illusion, that was just my mind spitting out some kind of thing because it reacted to the movie,
mm-hmm.
it never would have come back. Or it might have come back, but then if I would, again, ignored it. And then the groove, just there is no groove, and then it's not there.
Yeah, that happened to me with Texas Chainsaw Massacre as well.
Yeah.
I saw that in college my first year. Yeah. It was in Durango, Colorado, and the train would go by. Every time I heard the train, I'd think of did you ever see that movie? It's gross and retarded.
No, I don't watch those kind of things.
Halfway. But the same thing, and it took me years to, and in fact, that just us having this conversation makes me remember that I just don't even think about it anymore. But yeah, it affected me for probably 10, 12 years after seeing it.
You know, it's like, really cool what you're saying is because I remember my spiritual teacher, he's the Living Act Master of Spiritual Leader of Ekankar's, Harold Klemp. Guy named Harold, right? Go figure.
Yeah.
You can go on YouTube and see some of his videos. Have you ever seen him?
No, I went to his website because...
Go to YouTube and just Google Harold Klemp and watch some of his stuff. He's a really sweet guy. Really, really wonderful. Anyway, so one day he was talking about how he went through all of it. He really likes country music, and he just likes to listen to the words of country music for some reason. And so one day he said that he just went through, and he even got rid of all the music that had just talk about a lot of conflict or stuff like that, that he didn't even want to, even if he didn't even play them. And that's how refined you can get over, you know, with movies and reading stuff, that you get to the point where you really understand, like, allowing these things into our consciousness, they can really affect us, you know, really, really affect us. So, yeah, I used to be pretty free and easy with violent movies, but I'll often check now, and you can go on this one website and you can see why it's rated this or that, and if it's got like hardcore violence or something, I don't even watch them anymore. I don't want that into my consciousness, you know.
I don't my hubby has news on a lot, and
that's tough.
And I just try and leave because it really is because I know that even like he'll turn it he'll mute it. So he can read or come to after he's working. He'll be working because we both work from home, and he'll come. He'll just mute it, and then so that he can see the words. But I know that energy, like I can feel that energy, you know, of the negativity coming through because everything is energy.
Right.
And so, and I don't even like it on. I don't like it on at all. But anyway, you're right. I mean that it comes into your consciousness and. It's difficult. I wanted to ask you, you had, I didn't mean to change the subject, so
that's
okay.
Right.
Okay, you had, I'm trying to think of, what is his name? Oh, God. He did the neurophone and megahydrate.
Oh, Patrick Flanagan.
Patrick Flanagan, Dr. Patrick Flanagan. Yeah, I got his neurophone, and I've been using it for almost a year, probably, and I even use it at night. And I try and learn things. And
does it work? Does it work good?
Is it the neurophone?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, I do. Did you like it? You like it?
I like it because I like what it's supposed to do, but I haven't like totally. I mean, sometimes I feel like I sleep with it a lot. I use it when I'm, I use it a lot. But I just haven't felt like I've made a lot of progress. And so I don't like to say things I'm a tester like you. I test on my own body. I do all kinds of tests.
Yeah.
I'm a lab rat and I love it. But I just haven't, what I'm asking is, have you ever tried it? Or have you ever heard of...
Yeah, I did. I did, and wasn't much going on there for me. I think I would just conjecture. I think it helps a lot of people. It must, because people like it. But I would suspect, just my theory, is that you're more advanced just by talking to than that, and it's working on a lower level than you are. Your awareness is now, and probably not going to do much.
Oh, well.
See, because as soul, you can do anything any machine can do, and better and easier and quicker and faster, and it doesn't cost anything.
And without wires.
Without wires. That's right. And without wires. I like that. And without wires, too. Yeah.
I get tangled up in them all the time. It's like, ah. But
yeah.
I want to, you know, the speaking of Dr. Patrick Flanagan is, you know, his mega hydrate and the crystal energy. I'm super into like all of these things, like Canarola's, the pyramid. I've got a pyramid. Do you? And
I've got three of them.
I know. I hear. It's like,
I got three pyramids.
Awesome. That's awesome. And I have the little, I forgot what it's called, the little round thing that you put under because I ferment and stuff.
I'm sitting on one right now.
On a pyramid?
No, I'm sitting on one of those round things.
Oh, the round things, yeah. Okay, the rest shield is what I was talking about, yeah.
Yeah, I don't sit on a pyramid. It wasn't very comfortable.
No, I don't. I thought, well, that would be nice for the lotus position.
That's right. That's right. Very, very uncomfortable.
I balance on the pyramid.
I balance on the pyramid. Yeah, I think that stuff's, I think it's valuable. I know the scalar, I can feel it. That it helps just chill the will out of the vibes in the studio. I could feel it the first time I plugged it in. So, yeah, these little tools are great. And but I think we can eventually learn how to do all this on our own. You know, just
yeah,
like,
I'm with
you know
you.
What I'm saying?
I,
just like
I agree.
We can do everything, I think, without anything. But these little tools we use now, they're tools and they're great and they're gifts of God. And they are. Right. And so, if it helps us to feel better while we're learning all this stuff, I mean, it's good, you know, to eat good food and whatever, take superfoods and, you know, do this stuff. Cause
yeah, I take my rest shield. We RV a lot. So I take my rest shield in the RV and then I bring it back home. It's like my baby. It goes wherever I go. I mean, with EMFs and all this stuff, it's like, you know, if it just helps it to go, you know, makes it to where it goes through my body without creating any damage, whether I feel it or not, that's all I need. Because when you believe something, it happens. So I use it faithfully. I love it.
Yeah.
But now I'm considering doing the Ken Rolla's, the water, the structure of the water.
Oh, man, it's so vortex. Cool. It's.
I know.
We use it all the time.
It
really is. Yeah, it really is. I think it's well worth it. There's something energetically that goes on when you do that. Yeah. And I found that I think the first month, boy, I drank a whole lot more water, and actually gained I actually gained a couple pounds because I think it kind of soaked in there and stuck and didn't pee it right out.
Hydrated the cells.
Yeah, good. Thanks. Thank you very
That's
much.
That's awesome. You know, so with that, my question was when I was speaking of Patrick Flanagan was his whole thing. So the crystal energy is what. Is the surface tension of the water
right,
so that it can more easily, you know, get in and out of the cells, and then the mega hydrate has silica, not silicon, like, you know, that's one of my questions, that like the Fiji water, you know, to get rid of aluminum in your body, as Dr. Christopher actually talks about, or has researched and studied and proven, and so. My question is that what is the vortex machine called? The water machine?
Water. It's called the Water Vitalizer Plus, something like
that. Yeah. Exactly.
Vitalizer
okay.
Plus. Yeah.
So, yeah. So I'm probably ordering that this week. But my question is, does the mega hydrate? Do you know if because this would also not to drink alkaline water, but have it structured because if it's structured, it's going to be. More, it's going to be the way our body needs it, the structuring of it, which is so key. But mega hydrate structures the water as well, right? Between the crystal energy
yeah,
and the mega hydrate.
I think it does. Yeah, I think it does. I think that's a principle behind mega hydrate, isn't it? The structure?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so that you have wetter water. So
wetter water.
So I guess my question in a nutshell is the vitalizer, doing the vitalizer plus. then I would no longer need to do the crystal energy and the mega hydrate.
I believe
what,
so. I believe that's correct. And we'll confirm that when we have Ken on. I don't know if he knows
when he gets
those.
Back from his pyramids.
He's chasing pyramids somewhere. I don't know exactly what those two products do, but maybe there is something different, with the structuring device. I'm not sure about that one. But I used to take those years ago, too.
And then the tension.
Tension.
The surface tension of the water. So if it's structured, I would imagine that the surface tension is also correct for what your body needs, because then you're basically getting it structured from a clean spring water, you know, the waterfalls or something.
Yeah.
You know, where it's just, anyway. So I was just wondering if you had any thoughts about that.
Yeah.
Because you're a fountain of knowledge there.
Yeah, well, yeah, good luck with that. You know, you need to get out more.
I do.
Right. If I just go through my day without hurting myself, I figure, well, you know, it's a good day, you know. I lose my car keys, you know.
Well, I would ask one more thing if I'm not hogging the phone.
No, you're fine. You know, you're saving the show. You know, this is the way it... See how it just worked out, you know? Just worked out.
It does work out.
Just all worked out.
So, let's see where my mind was going. And it's not asking for help spiritually. It was, I'm really trying to get my body in line with my spirit, because I know that it's just a vessel, and you need to take care of that vessel while you're here, so that you can, because if you're sick or you're hurt or, you know, you're inflamed or all these things, then you're not thinking clearly with your mind.
Right.
And
right.
I mean, you're thinking clearly with your mind. You're not thinking with your heart. You're not, you know, and with your soul. And so, you've talked about, spirit guides, and
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of going in a circle here, because the real thing I wanted to ask you, and it has to do with that, and I'm not really focused on that.
Well, that's okay. I think I kind of know where you're going. Maybe. Let me see. So this is kind of the essence of the work with this spiritual path, Eckhart Tolle, because from the very beginning of time, I mean, so say if the Earth was maybe, I don't know, what is it, 5 billion, 5.5 billion, something like that?
Yeah,
something like that. So from the very beginning, when there existed a state of consciousness that knows everything, right? Because there's got to be something, a state of consciousness that's aware of everything that's going on, because, I mean, how could it exist if there wasn't a state of consciousness?
Exactly.
Right. It couldn't even exist. You know, it just doesn't pop out from nowhere, right? You know, science call it the Big Bang or so, whatever. But so from the very beginning, there was this state of consciousness, which is the most ultimate state of consciousness there is. It has, knows everything, and it's just, right. So you might call that, for conversation's sake, you might call that God. Even though it is separate from what God really is, but so
is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, but, well, that's new.
That's pretty trippy. Well,
yeah, it
so, is. So this state of through God's grace, God has since souls began to incarnate in some kind of physical form here, has had some kind of a person that has embodied this state of consciousness. So they could teach others, and then also work with others on the inner planes. So there would be the inner teacher and the outer teacher. Because spirit needs a physical manifestation to appear in physical reality.
To have experiences.
Correct.
Right?
Divine spirit needs us to have experiences.
Okay.
To broaden its experiences. So spirit would be made up of all the good things, of all the good words we could possibly think of, right? Like, what would be the first one? It would be love, right? Peace, compassion, kindness, abundance, right? Balance, beauty, just, you know, all, you know, come up with 500 words, right? So that's what spirit is, that God, that comes down from whatever God is, you know, to manifest in physical reality. And it manifests everything through us. So it needs us as much as we need it.
To have good experiences, or good and bad?
Say that again.
Or just all experiences?
Say that again.
So positive and negative experiences? Or just all experiences, period?
Who? What?
Well, you said it needs us to have experiences.
Oh, I see. It needs us to...
So it doesn't matter the experience, it's just an experience.
It needs us to expand, because that's what it wants to do. Its job, that's what it does for a living, right? What spirit does for a living is expansion of more peace, love, and hippie beads. That's its job, because it, you know, because everything is always expanding, and there's always another step, right? Because spirit just didn't sit there and just say, okay, well, I'm done, because what am I going to do now? So it's working through everything, you know, through the crickets and the cockroaches and the foxes and the turkeys and the trees and the flowers and humans to expand its beauty. And the only reason there are, quote, negative experiences on planet Earth is because souls don't understand how the game is played. And this is why we're here, so we can learn this stuff.
And so the words power and greed and corruption and anger and things that are negative are because we're not enlightened enough to understand that life is easy if we allow ourselves to flow with love rather than greed and war and all these things, power and trying to change things, because we're humans trying to change things, and that's not how the game is played.
That's not how the game is played. Yeah, very good.
Right.
Yeah, good. Yeah, our job really isn't to change other people or to change things. If God or spirit didn't like wars or nuclear weapons, it would just get rid of them. Come on.
Yeah, and that's
that's not the point. You know, that's the point is that you and I, we become aware of how we, for lifetimes, have created this what we see, right? And so, now that we're awakening, we can see, wow, we don't have to do this anymore. We're soul.
Right.
We're soul. And we don't really have to participate in all the silly things that we help create. And we can just be nice to people, help people, but not try to change them, because they get to experience whatever they want to experience.
Right.
So let's go back to that state of consciousness. So that state of consciousness that's always been around, right, from the beginning, is always expanding, which is the top of the heap, right? Where the gold ring, this is part of who we are. And this teacher, this master, this spiritual teacher I talk about, is available to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. All the time, every moment. It's right there with us. And so, Ekinkar, there's always been Ek masters since the beginning of time, that they've always been a person in the physical, because it's, that's the way it works. You really need someone in the physical to have God be able to manifest in this reality without a physical body. And that's what Jesus and some of the other teachers were about. That's why they came.
Yeah, that's so super cool.
You know, that's why they came. And, you know, some of them, like C, and some of the here you read about, that's what they were, Buddha, that's what they were here, you know, endeavoring to help people to manifest this spirit in physical reality. And so you really need but it's really good to have an outer teacher and an inner teacher. So this state of consciousness works, the more you accept this idea, then this state of consciousness works with souls who are into it 24/7 in the dream state, and gives us lessons and takes us on excursions and helps us to soul travel and is kind of there protecting us. And once you understand this, that it's there, you have no fear whatsoever of anything, because nothing can hurt you. Because this protection is always there.
How did you find your teacher? You mentioned this, is probably, you mentioned it several times, but the last time it just really hit home for me is, I think it was, I don't know, like 5 weeks ago or something, and you mentioned that you just ask for your teacher and your teacher will appear. You and Adam Bergstrom were a second time after that, and you guys were talking about that. And I'm thinking, okay, so I'm actively asking, seeking, searching, because I really want to elevate myself and really, I mean, we just are. I understand that, but I just need some guidance, as you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
that's good.
You know, and somebody to bounce these ideas off of, because I don't really have anybody. And because they're very deep, profound thoughts. And I really want to accelerate my spiritual journey. And so you ask and you do the hue and you open yourself up and say, I am open to receive. And I guess it just happens when it happens.
Well, it just happens, you know. Dr. Jennifer Daniels forgets to do the show, and you call, and here you are.
It's true.
Do you think it happened by accident or what?
That.
Come on.
Yeah. That is so true. Yeah. I love you, Patrick.
I love you too, Lenny. And I love your husband too, even though he watches the news. We still love him. It's okay.
Yeah, I don't really watch the news very much, but...